From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Iraqi general says special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. The government troops entered the city for the first time since 2014 when it was taken over by the Islamic State group. Major General Sami al-Aridi said the troops engaged in fierce fighting with IS militants. He said IS fighters have erected concrete barriers throughout the city to try to stop the advancing Iraqi troops. The United Nations is warning the Syrian government and rebel forces they may be guilty of war crimes in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Government troops have been trying to take control of rebel-held neighborhoods in the city's east, carrying out a siege that has cut off the area from food and humanitarian aid. In response, rebel forces have tried to break the siege by intensifying attacks on western Aleppo. An independent investigation into July's violence in South Sudan's capital has concluded the UN military and mission personnel failed to protect civilians. Margaret Bashir reports.
The investigation, headed by retired Dutch General Patrick Kamert, found that a lack of leadership on the part of key senior mission personnel culminated in a chaotic and ineffective response to the violence. The fighting between government soldiers supporting President Salva Kiir and troops loyal to opposition leader Riek Machar erupted July 8th near the presidential palace. More than 300 people were killed, and the fighting led to attacks, killings, rapes, looting, and other atrocities on the local population and foreign aid workers. Peacekeepers from China and Nepal were singled out for their poor performance during the episode. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
And for more on that and other stories, check our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump rallied supporters Tuesday in states they see as crucial to winning the November 8th U.S. presidential election. Clinton is making stops in three cities in Florida. A collection of recent surveys show her opponent with a 1 percentage point edge in that state. Trump is visiting two states Tuesday where polls for months have shown Clinton with consistent advantages, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. National surveys continue to show Clinton leading Trump by about 2 to 4 percentage points. Democrats are fighting to win enough seats to gain control of the U.S. Senate. After 6 years of Republican control, Democrats hope to regain the upper hand by winning several key races. The fate of the Senate rests in the hands of voters in six states now, three of which historically vote Republican. Civil society activists in India and Pakistan have jointly urged the governments of both countries to de-escalate military tensions and resume peace talks. The two nations have been firing at each other for weeks across a border. The violence has raised fears that the fighting could escalate into another war between India and Pakistan. The Pakistan-India People's Forum for Peace and Democracy says it is concerned about the deaths of civilians as well as troops in the fighting. Amnesty International is demanding Russia immediately and unconditionally release Ildar Dadin, an anti-Kremlin protester jailed for participation in unauthorized demonstrations. In a statement Tuesday, the rights group also urged Russian authorities to investigate Dadin's allegations of torture described in a letter from prison. He alleges beatings, humiliation, and rape threats. Last December, a Moscow court sentenced him to a 3-year prison term for repeated anti-government street protests. As Italy observed All Saints Day Tuesday, earthquake aftershocks again hit the central region. Thousands of people were left homeless by a 6.6 magnitude tremor that destroyed centuries-old towns on the weekend. Aftershocks were coming at a rate of several per hour. The Civil Protection Agency estimates that a total of about 100,000 people have been affected in some way by Sunday's quake. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi went to Perugia on Tuesday, and President Sergio Mattarella is expected to visit the affected areas Wednesday. China debuted its J-20 stealth fighter Tuesday at Airshow China in the city of Zhuhai. Two of the planes made a brief appearance at the show's opening ceremonies. The planes performed a series of maneuvers and generated enough noise to set off car alarms in a nearby parking lot. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.